This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Dead at the age of 83. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Remember Charles Manson? Oh, you remember him. Every time there was a patrol. Every time there was a parole hearing, he would come up for parole and it would be discussed. He was the 60s cult leader whose followers committed murders that definitely had L.A. on edge. He died on Sunday. So at the age of 83, the twisted cult leader Charles Manson is dead. That's big news if you think of so many of the stories and what happened with Manson and what he did and lives that he ruined. And he served 9 life terms in California prisons, was denied parole. Like I said, you kept hearing his name 12 times, but his notoriety was unparalleled, boosted by popular books and movies made about him. So he really was this cult figure guy who fascinated people because of his darkness, his vision, all of that kind of stuff. And his family, they were incredibly loyal to him, meaning he called them family. His followers were incredibly loyal to him. So there was always a curiosity. And the killings that he was ultimately convicted of happened in August of 1969 at the home of actress Sharon Tate and her husband, who was a famous movie director then, Roman Polanski. He was out of the country when it happened. The first time, or the first set of victims, rather, were Tate, who was 8 months pregnant, a celebrity hairstylist named Jay Sebring, coffee fortune heiress Abigail Folger, another writer, a friend of the family's caretaker. The next night, another set of murders took place. A supermarket executive and his wife were killed at their home. Although Manson ordered the murders, he did not participate. So if you do the math, over the course of 2 nights, the killers took the lives of 7 people, inflicting 169 stab wounds and 7 22 caliber gunshot wounds. Both crime scenes just revealed horrific details on these attacks. And forever and forever and forever, even if you weren't alive and you're listening to this show, when the whole Manson thing broke, the stories were out there constantly. And so much of that was because of the parole hearings. The parole hearings made his name come up more and more, I think, in the news. Going from this big story of Charlie Manson dead at the age of 83, and how many of you listening to my voice can, like I said, remember it in some way, to the sad story, quickly I'll tell you, of the Border Patrol agent that was killed in Southwest Texas. I've been to this area, and it's not an area where you would think he would be killed. He died Sunday. He suffered the injuries while he was responding to something on patrol in the Big Bend sector, which runs along the U.S.-Mexico border. They were both, you know, the partner reported they were both injured. The agents were patrolling near Interstate 10 in the Van Horn Station area of that, what they call that sector. Other agents responded. They tried to help the agent, who, of course, was critical, and both agents. The partner is hospitalized. I mean, what a horrible thing. I mean, even immediately, of course, the president tweeted out, Border Patrol officer killed at southern border, another badly hurt. We will seek out and bring to justice those responsible. We will and we must build the wall. The guy that was killed had been a Border Patrol agent since 2013, and it's gotten probably a lot worse than originally at the border, but especially in an area that's not so remote, but is not Tijuana or Juarez. Maybe a little bit different there, but either way, sad, sad, sad story. Oh, awful story. Ugh. Then the president said he should have left some people in jail. Who were the people? The UCL players. Manny, Moe, and Jack, or they could be called that, because they screwed up by shoplifting in China a bunch of sunglasses. Give me a break, guys. So LeVar Ball, the father of one of the UCLA basketball players arrested in China, said now that the three, LeVar Ball, the father of LeAngelo's, unaccepting of what I did for his son, and that shoplifting is no big deal is what Trump is saying. He's saying I should have left them in jail. Because it's true, the father's come out and when he was asked about Donald Trump's role in the situation, he said, who? What was he over there for? Don't tell me nothing. Everybody wants to make it seem like they helped me out. Wow. What dopes on a rope for doing that? Why? Of all places. And maybe it's a good thing it was China, because it was in some other hellish place. They would have not gotten on any plane. They would have not gotten the break that they needed. And even though it's a wicked can of worms to open, I mean, I think it would just crawls into everything. Brutal. Absolutely brutal. What dummies. I'll say it again. How do you do that? How do you steal a bunch of sunglasses and then get busted for it? Oh, awful. Stupid. Dumb. Doesn't make sense. And speaking of not making sense, I've gotten some emails from you about this, so I'm going to address it. And what am I going to address? Something that doesn't necessarily affect our country deeply, but it does affect allies, etc., and how we appear. But the embattled Zimbabwean president, Robert Mugabe, gave kind of a wild, rumbling, stumbling, televised speech on Sunday, but he didn't resign. There's an ultimatum on the table from his party that said it would make it, would move to impeach him if he did not step down by midday on Monday. Wow. And he's been in power for a very long time, so this is serious stuff. He has to do it or suffer the consequences, and the consequences would be easier to maneuver in his, in I guess in his favor, right? And it would be in his favor. But that address was, that was all over the map. It was too long of a speech. Stay with us.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Was opened on him, Harvey Weinstein, apparently has 22 alleged sex crimes tied to Hollywood, and he's involved in some of them. It's a crazy wave and a watershed moment that is continuing to roll out there, and I say bravo to the victims who it really happened to, and shame on anyone else who tries to jump on the bandwagon where nothing like this has taken place. But I think across the country, I say America Tonight is about the conversation we're having, and this is a conversation we're having. So 22 alleged sex crimes linked to Hollywood and entertainment. Wow. Weinstein was just the tip of the iceberg. You know, this came out in the New York Times and New Yorker magazine in October, but it's led to this wild kind of furious flurry of other women and men, frankly, especially in entertainment, coming forward with similar allegations. So what happens is Weinstein, for example, boom, fired by the Weinstein Company, the production studio he co-founded with his brother. He was expelled from the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences. He's denying all the allegations of non-consensual sex. He's checked into rehab for counseling, blah, blah, blah. But I don't think there's any bounce back for him necessarily. Then there was, of course, other celebrities and comedians, including Kevin Spacey. And there have been a couple of accusations about him, and I think the insanity of some of what happened to people and the keeping their mouths shut, I get why they did, because of wanting to become famous, to make the money, etc. But boy, has that led to some incredible stories that I think, again, some of these people are going to have a tough time bouncing back from. I always say it's, you know, forgive everybody everything to a point. There's some that you cannot forgive, and you just can't, you're just not going there. You're just not. So this is one of the things buzzing around the U.S., and I know in many of your cases I've gotten a bunch of emails from you. Some of you are coming forward and talking about your stories in your local areas to groups of people that you know, etc. And I think opening the dialogue especially is big and changes the way we view what's happening in the United States and how people are handling themselves, I suppose. That's, to me, that's a huge, I don't suppose, that's a huge, huge takeaway. I talked about this a little bit in the first hour, but the Keystone Pipeline cannot be undersold. This is a story that we've talked about on America Tonight almost from the very beginning, and talked about how ridiculous it was that ultimately the Obama administration felt squeezed by environmentalists and said, oh, we're going to back up on that. But initially, the EPA, the head of the EPA under the Clinton administration, said that it was fine, gave it a clean bill of health. So it's been in this weird limbo, and the Trans-Canada Corporation is saying that they've sent crews and equipment to the, even to the site of a oil spill in South Dakota from their Keystone Pipeline. So they're making progress, but it's all in the laps of what they decide to do in Nebraska, at least a big piece of this. Nebraska regulators are going to vote Monday, yes or no, on a proposed Keystone XL route. An expansion of that would also be operated by TransCanada. And for some people, it'd mean a lot of money, and it would certainly bring money and jobs to that area. But it doesn't feel necessarily like this will wash. So if that's the case, back to the drawing board, I suppose, right? I think so. This is a sad story. Well, all of them actually have been really sad. But I was reading a story somewhere about this India passenger train that hit and killed two Asian elephants. And in that culture, oh, elephants are sacred. So these are endangered species. And they were hit in the northeastern part of India. They were part of a herd of about 15 that went into the area in search of food before dawn. So the other elephants crossed the track. The final two were trying to cross the track when the train hit them. Ugh, brutal. I mean, there was no major damage to the train. They went about what they would normally do. Roaming elephants in the area are hit by trains regularly. It sounds so odd, though. Imagine if I went into work and I said, you know, the train I was on hit one of those baby elephants. We stopped for a few minutes and then we continued on. Oh, boy. I don't think that would go over very well. Different cultures, and it shows you what happens and is acceptable in one culture would not be acceptable in a culture where you can't keep an elephant unless you're running the show and you are the ring master. And that's the only way. And that is definitely the only way. So let's zip to something else, a little bit of the odds and ends. And when I say odds and ends, in some cases, the ending is good. In some cases, the ending is not the ending we want to see. And I'm going to reiterate this in case you just tuned in. One of the other big stories is Charlie Manson, one of the most infamous mass killers, dead at the age of 83. All those parole hearings where he was denied, now he leaves prone because he's not, there's nothing left with Manson, right? he said it all, and sadly took the lives of way too many people, seven of them who had nothing to do with anything of his cult. And it was just one of those unfortunate situations for too many of them where they found themselves and really no escape valve. None. A nightmare when it happened, and a bigger nightmare in thinking of what it meant to all those families. Brutal. Absolutely brutal. So this is my little snapshot of history, quickly. If we were looking at November 20th, highlights of the day would include the Nazi war crime trials beginning at Nuremberg. How about that? How about Robert F. Kennedy born? How about Britain's future Queen Elizabeth II marrying? That's pretty big, I would say. Also, the Mexican Revolution began. How about Cabaret hit Broadway on that very day? Wow. So, big news, or big history anyway. I think it's cool that we go back in history and look up some of the bigger events because otherwise, what happens? We forget them. And if you have children or grandchildren, etc., and trying to pass that kind of stuff on, you'll get lost in it and you'll miss it. And it's all about connecting the dots, right? Yes, of course it is. Just, I can picture you all listening to the show, nodding your heads. Ultimately, that's what the deal is. What is the deal with the day after Thanksgiving, Black Friday, just to get you hyped up about it? I was looking at the places to shop for Black Friday. Where are the best places? Well, Amazon, Target, they've got deals before Black Friday. So Cyber Monday, it's always worth checking out anything ahead of time. I was looking at state by state, even the malls that were best to shop at, and I found that to be pretty interesting. Talking about in Delaware, going to the Brandywine Town Center in Wilmington. And how many retail stores there were and what it would mean to get there on Black Friday. I don't know. Then you got to be willing. You're stuffed. Oh, you feel like you've eaten four times the amount you should. And then you're going to get in a car, drive, go wait in a line for whatever it is that you want to get. Oh, it's just stuff. It's just stuff, people. Forbes Books at Bedtime and other offerings coming up here on America Tonight.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow
allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Ed Fuchs is a registered pharmacist who understands how important the B complex of vitamins is for maintaining a healthy heart. That's why he drinks Pollen Burst from Longevity's complete line of nutritional supplements.
Pollen Burst has got the B vitamins in there, and the B vitamins are so fascinating because most people are going to be deficient in the B vitamins because they're rapidly processed out of food. And the B vitamins work on the brain, the heart, the skin, and the digestive system. When it comes to heart disease, we got 600,000 people in this country who die of heart disease every year. Some 64 million Americans have some form of heart disease. The B vitamins, a nickel's worth of B vitamins every day, is the most powerful nutritional way to protect yourself from heart disease.
To feed your heart the nutrients it needs for good health, order Longevity's Pollen Burst by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com.
Welcome to Forbes Books at Bedtime with Kate Delaney and Greg Stebbin.
And once again, we're here with Liza Landsman, president of Jet.com. We were talking about the amazing story of how quickly Jet.com ascended and then was acquired by Walmart and what that feeling was like. I have a question for you, Liza. We're going to ask you about Dig South because, of course, you're at Dig South. But do you have a mentor? I'm speaking to a lot of people lately, a lot of CEOs, and I find that they have usually one person or two people that have influenced them their whole life and they go back to them, or they have somebody new that they rely on. How about you?
Yeah, I would say I probably have two or three, one or two folks from business, you know, from work that are sort of my touchstones and people who I really lean on for guidance and counsel. And then, you know, it's a little bit old-fashioned, but I'd also say my mom, great role model for me. Working woman from, you know, the time I was a pretty young kid, and, you know, the grace with which she navigated, being a very present mom and an incredibly successful businesswoman, and the respect and kindness she showed her colleagues and peers, is something that has always really been a huge influence on me.
Wow. Yeah, that's a beautiful thing. Thank you for sharing that with us.
And she's pretty cool.
What does mom think of your life today as the president of Jet.com?
She's very, very proud. She wished I traveled a little less.
A true mom. So
yeah.
Speaking of traveling, you and I together are going to be hanging around Dig South this week in Charleston, South Carolina. And I'm really intrigued by the topic of your keynote because you're going to talk about things like understanding digital natives and how to grow to $1 billion in sales in just under a year. Those are two huge, huge topics. But what I want to focus on first is just help us understand what you see when you just see the words digital natives. What does that phrase mean to you? And then what do you think about them in terms of your business, Jet.com?
Sure. I mean, I think about something very straightforward, although I'm a little bit of an aberration for my generation in that, you know, I grew up in the 70s, but I had a computer in my house because my dad was a computer engineer. That is very unusual. I think about my own kids and the generation just ahead of them who think of computers and technology the way I grew up thinking about the refrigerator. That is, it's just a thing in my house that performs a utility, and I don't even consciously think about it as technology. And I think there is something inherently different about the usage and approach to technology and the role that it plays in the lives of those folks who grew up thinking about, you know, AI like a refrigerator. And so it just presents different challenges and different opportunities for marketers and brand builders and business people to recognize that there is something different in the way they have to approach that set of consumers.
Yeah, it's interesting in talking about what you're focusing on at your keynote. That it's popular, I think, for people to try to grapple with the question that you're actually addressing. So I would imagine, Liza, you get a ton of requests to speak at conferences. Why did you jump on Dig South?
Well, two reasons. One of the organizers is a dear friend, and so he made a very compelling case. And the second is... I really love the idea that, you know, kind of this wave of innovation in digital, this wave of new ideas in technology is not constrained to Silicon Valley or Austin or New York or Seattle, right? That all over the country, there are these new exploding hubs where great new thinking and great new work is coming. And so getting to be a part of one of those communities was really interesting to me.
Yeah, you know, and talking about technology and just how fast our technology advancements are moving and how we grapple with them and, you know, really kind of wrap our arms around it. You see the explosion of video in the me culture. Do you ever see melding that more with what you're doing? Like, for example, I'm a speaker and I travel all over the place and people want me to do these Facebook Lives all the time, but I don't want to be live all the time, but they want video. They want to feel, touch, and, you know, they want to really just see you there. What do you see as future adoptions for you and your business?
Look, I think content in many forms plays a crucial role in how we connect with today's consumer. Video certainly plays a significant role in that. I would argue that we're also experiencing, you know, kind of the second golden age of audio when you think about what's happening in radio, digital radio, and podcasting today. And so the thing that I think is actually critical when we think about kind of this generation of consumers is that they're not homogenous, right? People tend to sort of talk about them as if they're all the same, and in fact, they have just as many, you know, individual quirks as the generations that came before. And so, you know, yes, there's obviously lots of folks who want to consume content through video, whether it's live or recorded. There are lots of folks who want to consume content through audio. We found also a lot of people respond really well to things we put out that are, you know, some combination of storytelling through visuals and the written word. And I think the thing that smart business people and marketers recognize is that you can't kind of homogenize down to one approach and think you're going to get a strong response from across those cohorts.
It's interesting. We're talking with Liza Landsman. She's the president of Jet.com. She's here in Charleston at Dig South, the new media for the New South Conference, along with I'm here as well. Liza, one of the things that's amazed me about marketing conversations about digital natives and millennials is they almost seem like, in the world of tech, another set of unicorns. I mean, unicorn means one thing in the business community, but then there's this other entity, the digital native or the millennial, know, that people talk about almost as if it's a mythological character, a unicorn. And you're describing them with a much more, I think, realistic view. So I guess I'm wondering, if you look back on when you were growing up with the mom that you described, who being the wonderful woman that she is, clearly there were things about you and your life as a teenager and then in your 20s that set you apart from your mom's generation. And now we're looking at the digital natives and we see that their lives and their view of the world is so different than ours as adults. Do you think the changes are and the differences are really that great, or are they that much different because technology has redefined so much of our lives?
I certainly think technology has redefined a lot of our lives, but I don't think technology is the sole shaping influence on the nature of a generation. Certainly the massive economic downturn post-2008 cast a pretty long shadow over the generation coming of age. And when I think about it, you know, when I was growing up, there were, I mean, post-70s, right, a lot of my formative years in my 20s were these, like, very boom years in the stock market. And I remember, you know, my generation, we were all shocked in 2001, post-9/11, when the bottom fell out of the market, and that left a mark on us. So I think technology is a huge influence on how a generation consumes content and commerce, and to a certain extent to its values, but I also think there are massive cultural influences outside of technology. But smart business people and marketers think about those cultural influences as a consideration when they're designing technological solutions.
So, Liza, how do you tap into that? That's brilliant. It's like the three C's, commerce, cultural, talking about content, all of that is great. How do you make sure you tap into it and you're on the cutting edge?
Well, first of all, I work with a lot of millennials, so that most of whom don't get any of my television references, but that's okay. So that's important. We have smart agency partners, and frankly, I think, as you know, most informed business people do, I read a lot. You know, I think it's important both to have experience live with the consumer set that you are focused on. But, you know, there are a lot of smart people out there researching, and never make the mistake of thinking, you know, you alone or your team alone has the perfect insight into your consumers.
And so my last question, our last question for you is, because this is a feature called Forbes Books at Bedtime, what keeps you, Liza Landsman, the president of Jet.com, what keeps you up at night?
Well, two things. I have two teenage kids, so just think about that. Although they're wonderful. But honestly, I sleep pretty well. I really do. You know, I think we have articulated a strategy that I think is smart and flexible. And we are in the business of, as my old former boss used to say, prosecuting it vigorously. But as always, many a slip between the cup and the lip. So the things that I worry about the most are just making sure we execute brilliantly. And that is a full-time gig because, you know, as they say, rust never sleeps.
I like that. Perfect place to end this. Liza Landsman, president of Jet.com. Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Thank you. has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Right now, I don't think we gave him too much Red Bull. I'm not sure about that. He's the complete opposite of many of us on the third shift who kick it into high gear a little bit later in the evening. Eric Peters is our guest, and he is a libertarian. He is self-professed libertarian gearhead. He writes about cars, energy, and freedom. Here's what I like. If you go to ericpetersautos.com, because I'm an auto freak anyway, but if you go there, man, you will learn things that will make your eyes roll around in the back of your head, including some of the stuff that we've been talking about. What is the deal with biodiesel, which is being shoved down our throat, and who is really profiting from it? He calls it the Kool-Aid of the farm lobby, and I agree. Eric, thanks for hanging with us.
Oh, no problem. Thanks for having me on the show.
So, of course, now there's a lot of conversation about this, especially with the Iowa caucuses and all that stuff, and we're right into the thick of it. It seems like every day Hillary Clinton is in Iowa. So to be these politicians in modern times, you just is that what they do? They just, all right, look, we gotta go along with biodiesel, or we gotta go along with ethanol. We keep hearing about the ethanol factor, but there's not even enough plants to manufacture what we would need, right?
Well, Well, the interesting thing is that the lobby contributes equally to both political parties, and so in that way they've got both their bases covered. It really doesn't matter from their point of view which one gets elected, because ultimately it seems to be it's their guy or perhaps their woman, depending on how things turn out.
Yeah, so when you look at renewables, what specifically bothers you the most?
Well, let's see. Let's start with, we're told often about how advantageous it is to use these renewables, but if they're so advantageous, then why does the government have to force them down our throats? I've drawn the parallel with, I like to go to Chipotle. Your listeners may like Chipotle and get a burrito or a bowl there. And Chipotle doesn't send a lobbyist to Washington to have the government carve out a subsidy for Chipotle burritos, because people like them and they're willing to buy them without any coercion involved. And I wonder why that same standard doesn't apply to these biofuels. If they're such a good idea, it shouldn't be necessary for the government to be involved.
Yeah, and I would say the other thing is, if it's such a good idea, then let's let the politicians drive around only on biofuels and really push that to all their constituents, which, of course, you know that's not happening, unless it's advantageous to them and they're in the breadbasket area or they're in areas where that's being pushed because of the corn lobbies there, then that's a whole different story. So it is about the power of the purse, isn't it?
Yeah, and that's a very valid point. Similarly, with regard to Obamacare and various other things that they pass, they exempt themselves from it, and that's rather telling. You know, if it's not good for the goose, it shouldn't be good for the gander. The other point that I would make is that it does cause food prices to rise, simply because a lot of the potential food that could be produced for animal or human consumption, specifically with regard to ethanol, the corn, with regard to biodiesel, the soybeans, is diverted to the production of these biofuels, and as a result of that, the cost of food goes up. So we're paying more for food and we're paying more for fuel.
Yeah, beef specifically would cost more. As I know, I'm in beef land in Dallas, and then it costs more, as I was talking to a farmer the other day, it costs more to ship that too, right?
Sure, because ethanol and biodiesel, it's less energy dense, so you have to burn more of it to go the same distance. So the truckers have to spend more on fuel to get from A to B, and the stuff that they're hauling costs us more because it's cost more to produce it.
Yeah, and then here's the other part of this, Eric. What about older cars? What does that do to older cars when you're talking about using these alternatives?
Well, ethanol has been a disaster for older vehicles, which were not designed to accommodate high alcohol content fuels. Most of the ethanol that's sold right now is E10, meaning that the gas you buy is 10% ethanol. They're pushing for E15, which would be 15% ethanol, and they're also looking down the road at E85, which is 85% ethanol. Alcohol is a corrosive fuel, and if the vehicle's fuel system is not designed specifically to accommodate it, you get all kinds of problems. One of the big ones is that it attracts moisture, and moisture is a big enemy of your fuel system. It causes fuel lines to rot out, and it's in particular playing havoc with people who have marine engines and so on, and power sports, lawn equipment and what have you. It's been really, really tough on those things.
Yeah, so when we look at that all combined, and then you look at the auto industry, and if you're producing new cars, I guess it depends on what it is you're producing and where you're at, but that can be a disaster too as well for many in the auto industry, especially when they're in that what I call the second-hand market, when we're talking about like used cars, right?
Yeah, it's accelerating the obsolescence of the older cars because it's increasing the wear and tear on them and getting them out of the market. And the other side of the coin is that, to get back to the point about being less energy dense, your fuel efficiency goes down when you're using these fuels. And that's rather ironic because we're constantly told about how imperative it is that we get higher efficiency and more miles per gallon, and yet the government is force-feeding fuels that are less fuel efficient on the public.
Yeah. All right, I'd be remiss, Eric, if I didn't ask you this. We're speaking to Eric Peters. You can check him out at ericpetersautos.com. You know, you write about cars, and I saw a picture of you on a motorcycle. What's your favorite chariot to ride in? What do you like the best?
Cars or bikes?
Bikes.
Okay, I've got an old Kawasaki two-stroke triple, and for people who are familiar with those, in particular the H2 750 that was made in the early mid-70s, and stroke triple on its power curve. There are bikes today that are much faster and much quicker, but they're much more controlled. As Hunter Thompson would say, it takes a real man to ride an old Kawasaki two-stroke triple.
I love that. How do you feel about, I know you wrote about this, you know, if you go to your website, you can read all this stuff, but you wrote about the Toyota Camry Hybrid. A lot of people are talking about hybrids, and what does that mean, and should I get a hybrid, and how much does it cost to me, and what did you find with the Camry?
Well, I find, now, I think the technology is impressive and interesting, but despite all the hobbles that have been put on them by the government, you can get diesels that will do as well or better for significantly less money. With all due respect to Toyota, and I like the Camry, it's a good car, you can pick up something like a Volkswagen Jetta TDI diesel for about $5,500 less than the base price of the Camry Hybrid. And in real-world driving, and I drive these cars for a living, and so I can tell you from personal experience, you will match the mileage of the hybrid, in particular if you drive a lot on the highway, which most people tend to do, for less money with less hassle. So I'm very impressed with some of the diesel cars that are on the market right now.
Yeah. When you go out, because obviously, you know, you ride a lot, and if you're on your bike, do you have a favorite route that you take?
Yeah, I live out here in the sticks of rural southwest Virginia, and there's a road just down the road from me called Bent Mountain, and it's a series of S-turns that goes about 2-3 miles from about 1,500 feet at the valley floor all the way up to about 3,000 feet in that relatively short distance, and it's the finest test track you'll find on the East Coast, in my opinion.
Wow. So, you know, I said this in the beginning, too, mixing in the politics of the libertarian bent. When you look at the fact that on Thursday we got 10 people on a stage of the Republican debate, is there anyone in that crowd that you like?
Unfortunately not. Unfortunately not. You know, it's really kind of daunting and sad to look at that field and not find anybody that's really simpatico. And the reason, as a libertarian, that's the case is I'm not looking to tell anybody what to do. I would just like to leave everybody alone and ask the same in return.
Yep.
And unfortunately, none of those guys are willing to do that.
Yeah, it looked like Rand Paul, you know, initially, when Rand Paul jumped into the Senate, it looked like he was going in that direction, but now that's switched, I think.
I think so, too, unfortunately. Of course, you know, on the other side of the fence, it's none too appealing either.
Yeah, so then what do you do? I mean, it comes down to this. I say this all the time because I'm always pushing for the third party. But, you know, when it comes to voting, do you just say, well, I got to sit this out because who am I voting for?
Well, there's lots of arguments to be made on that. But one of them that I think is pretty persuasive is by just withdrawing your consent. They desperately need the illusion, if not the actuality, of consent. That is the idea that most people have supported one or the other candidates. But when you break it down, particularly at the presidential level, what is it, something like about half the eligible voter pool votes, so that's about 50%. And then the winner typically wins by about 25%. So you've got a relatively small minority of the actual eligible voters who actually wind up selecting the president. So despite all the talk about democracy, majority rule, in fact, the minority rules.
Yeah, isn't that crazy? And you said, if you do the math, it's simple math, then you realize what's really happening. Yeah,
exactly.
Really, really, really sad. Fun to talk to you, though, Eric Peters. Thanks for hanging late with us. And again, check him out at ericpetersautos.com. Thanks.
Thanks for having me on.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
You betcha. Bye-bye.
And nothing to see. Sometimes I feel like something is gone here. Something is wrong here.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.